Keel Infrastructure is making a pretty big move, and it really captures how fast this industry is changing.
That's right. They're exiting U.S. Bitcoin mining and planning to convert former mining sites into facilities for AI and high-performance computing.
That feels like a huge pivot, but honestly, it makes sense when you see where the demand is heading.
The company has shut down all of its U.S. Bitcoin mining operations and is repurposing the locations for workloads that need heavy computing power, electricity, cooling, and network capacity.
I can definitely see why they'd want to lean into that.
It reflects a broader shift in the data center industry. As AI workloads grow, infrastructure owners are increasingly evaluating whether facilities built for Bitcoin mining can be adapted for more valuable and stable computing uses.
That's a really important distinction.
Yes. They're looking at uses like AI training, inference, cloud services, scientific simulations, and financial modeling.
And Bitcoin mining, while impressive, can be a lot less predictable.
Exactly. Bitcoin mining remains energy-intensive and economically volatile. Miners must operate specialized hardware continuously to compete for block rewards, so cheap electricity becomes a major factor in profitability.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Revenue can also swing with Bitcoin's price, network difficulty, transaction fees, and mining reward halvings.
That kind of pressure can make long-term planning tricky.
Even when a site has enough power, operators still have to manage hardware costs, maintenance, cooling, electricity prices, and market uncertainty.
So AI and high-performance computing start to look like a different kind of opportunity.
They do. Demand for advanced computing capacity has risen sharply as companies build large language models, generative AI products, and other data-intensive applications.
And that demand tends to be more durable.
Customers in this space often sign longer-term contracts for reliable capacity, which can give infrastructure owners more predictable revenue than cryptocurrency mining.
Still, I don't imagine turning a mining site into an AI facility is as simple as flipping a switch.
Well, it is. AI workloads often require different technical specifications, including high-density server racks, advanced liquid cooling, stronger networking, and stricter reliability standards.
I can picture how much more complex that setup would be.
Bitcoin mining hardware is designed for one specialized task, while AI data centers typically rely on powerful GPUs, networking equipment, storage systems, and software platforms that allow thousands of processors to work together.
Those systems generate a lot of heat, don't they?
They do, and they require carefully managed power and cooling.
But there's still something to build on with these existing sites.
That's true. Former Bitcoin mining locations can provide a strong foundation because they may already have access to large power supplies, industrial land, fiber connectivity, substations, and existing data center infrastructure.
That could save a lot of time and money.
Yes. Those assets can reduce the time and cost of building new computing campuses from scratch.
Keel's decision also feels like part of a larger industry trend.
Well, it is. As AI companies compete for computing resources, data center capacity has become strategic, and power availability is often one of the biggest constraints on expansion.
That makes sense. Power is almost the new bottleneck.
This has encouraged infrastructure owners to reassess assets originally built for other purposes.
And Bitcoin mining facilities are especially interesting in that context.
They're relevant because they were designed to run large quantities of high-performance hardware continuously.
It really shows how quickly technology markets can change.
A facility that was attractive for Bitcoin mining a few years ago may now be more valuable as an AI computing platform.
That's a pretty dramatic shift in value.
Infrastructure decisions are increasingly being driven by long-term demand, contract stability, power efficiency, and the ability to support multiple types of computing workloads.
I also don't think Kiel's exit means Bitcoin mining is disappearing from the United States.
It doesn't. Mining continues in regions with competitive electricity prices, favorable regulations, and suitable infrastructure.
And it's still an important part of the energy and computing landscape.
The industry remains an important source of demand for power and specialized computing equipment.
But this move does highlight the pressure miners face to stay flexible.
Operators may need to consider alternative uses for their facilities, improve energy efficiency, secure lower-cost power, or form partnerships that reduce exposure to Bitcoin's market cycles.
It sounds like flexibility is becoming essential.
Some companies may continue mining, while others may explore hosting, AI computing, or hybrid models that allow them to respond to shifting demand.
For Kiel, this transition could position the company in one of the fastest-growing segments of the technology industry.
Success will depend on customer demand, access to specialized hardware, construction timelines, grid capacity, cooling design, and the company's ability to meet the reliability requirements of enterprise and AI clients.
There's a lot riding on getting those details right.
Overall, Kiel's decision is a practical infrastructure strategy. Use existing assets where they can create the strongest long-term opportunity.
And as AI computing demand continues to expand, more companies may follow a similar path, turning former Bitcoin mining locations into next-generation high-performance data centers.